Donenge wadi naku. Wadi woke we muito naku. Hey.
Hello, lovely people, and welcome to Conversations with Kaleche. My name is Kaleche Mumu, and I'm excited to have you here because this is where love finds a voice. And we've been having lovely conversations around money and love relationships. The beauty about this conversation is that we get to learn what to avoid, what to do, and how to navigate, because relationships will always face the question of finances and money because you're two people bringing your entire life together. Now, last time we had an amazing couple join us who shared what their previous marriages were like, and now having been married to the right person where they have open money conversations, how they are navigating that life together. If you missed it after this episode, you can go and catch up with the amazing couple of God, Rev Lee Wanja and her husband, Apostle Dennis. That was a wonderful conversation. Now, today we are shifting a little bit because we have a guest who is here to share more about what happens when you're running a business and you're married and trying to make things work for both your business and your relationship. Are there things you need to note? So this one is about learning from someone I really treasure. She is the CEO and owner of Prima Ellora Beauty. You've heard me mention before, my makeup, my hairstyling has been done at Prima Ellora. Well, today, the amazing Prima herself is here to share her story. She's not only a beautypreneur, she is also a loving, kind human being trained to do beauty. So she does the services herself as well. And she is a mother who has a story to tell around her business and her finances. Welcome, Prima.
Thank you.
It's so lovely to have you. And you look amazing.
Thank you so much.
Amazing, amazing.
I'm humbled to be here.
I'm excited to hear your story.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Let's first go back a little bit to the woman who decided to start a beauty business. Yeah. When did you start? What did you want to build? And what did you believe was possible for you as Prima?
I started my business in 2015 mm-hmm. as a sole proprietor.
Okay.
And once I started my business, I was focusing on making clients feel special about themselves.
Yeah.
Not only making them beautiful,
yeah.
but impacting their life.
Right.
When they come and walk into Prima Ellora, they live out like different people and even create an environment where employees feel appreciated, they feel respected, and they feel like they have an environment where they can work well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so were you single at the time? Were you dating, married? What?
At that time, I was married.
You were married already.
Yes,
so you started already. The business when you were married.
I started the business when I was married.
Okay. So most of your time running the business, as we've come to know Prima, you were a married woman.
I was a married woman.
Okay. Yeah. So how did that business start? You know, many people assume that, okay, you're married now. So as you start a business, is it a business that the couple is running, or is it a business that you as Prima was running? Did you discuss your individual goals as a couple? How did that running of the business go as a married woman?
Okay. As a married woman, I started the business. It was an idea and a passion I had for myself. I had a bit of challenges because starting a business is not a joke, especially when you don't have the capital. Because at that time, I had the client base, but not enough capital.
Mm-hmm.
And my ex-husband at that time is the one who supported me with some money, of which I used to set up my business.
Yeah.
But eventually I paid him.
Oh,
back.
You did?
Yes.
So that was also a plan that you would discuss.
Yeah.
I need this money.
I need this
and
money.
He's not giving you just as, here, my wife, have money.
Yes, have money.
Okay.
I returned to him. He wanted me to return, so I returned to him.
So that was like how you were running finances, like things that are not family-based. Because there's, of course, money you bring together as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's money that now was going to Prima's business.
Yes.
So if it was something that was outside family business, you would agree I'll give you money and you pay back?
Because we had our personal financial structures.
Okay.
And then we had others that we had set
like a couple. Right.
So we were just navigating through and helping each other at that time.
So, because a lot of people worry about, or rather, let me talk about the girls today.
Yes.
They're like, see, when I get married, my husband then will take care of all my problems.
Yeah.
He will fund my bills and he will fund my businesses. And that's an assumption.
Yes.
But as a couple, you decided, let's separate.
Yes.
Couple, business versus
personal
goals.
Yes.
Okay. So that was a structure you had established.
Yes.
So
at that time.
At that time.
Yes.
So in that particular aspect, that means you know you're building together as a couple, but you also are supporting each other separately.
We are supporting each other separately because he was doing his own thing. I was doing my own thing.
Okay.
Yes.
So meaning even you had opportunities to support him if he needed you to support him
personally
for his personal endeavors. And so how would you say then, looking back, that building together worked for you? Or was there a gap, or how did things begin to turn out? Were you feeling financially protected with that structure of business?
So, if I put it clear, we had personal and then we had for business.
Mm-hmm.
There was a gap because I mixed.
You now?
Me.
So you're taking ownership now?
I'm taking ownership.
Okay.
I mixed. I was thinking with trust.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't thinking about financially protecting myself.
Okay.
Because this is the love of your life.
Yeah.
This is your husband.
Yeah.
You have kids with this person.
Mm.
So at that time, and then you don't know what the future holds.
But you're in this together.
You're in this together. So you're building with trust. That time I was building with trust. So even the money for the business, you'll chip in kidogo.
Mm.
You support him, unaji support pia, but you are forgetting it's not your money. It is money for the business.
Hang on. So let's just break that down a little bit.
Yeah.
You say you were operating in trust.
Yes.
And so that sounds like there's a place where you are giving money from the business, not from your personal.
Not from my personal account.
Because you need to support your husband.
Yes.
So maybe you can tell us a bit about an example of you had to do something like that. Did it go well? Were you getting your money back? Because you say you paid back for the investment to start your business. Yeah. So what happened?
You know, when I think you have money, at that time, I think you're so happy.
Mm-hmm.
You have mixed reactions of emotions.
And you're like,
money is
not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. Yeah. Have what money. Do you need? Have money. Take it. Do A, do B, do C. Mm-hmm. But in all this, I wasn't protecting myself in any way.
Mm.
You see? He will come up like he had a project he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give an example of a loan I was taking to help me with a setting up some few things I needed to set up in the business of my spa.
Mm-hmm.
And then the money that I was given, it was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes
help
me. We are married, of course. Yeah. We're in love.
Yeah.
He's like, he had some projects he was doing, like a construction project.
Mm.
And then he's like, could you help me with this amount of money?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
They had done major construction,
they were halfway through.
Okay. So they were lacking support for finishing.
Mm-hmm.
Of which I was like, the money is there.
Because you've gotten your loan.
Yeah, I've gotten my loan.
What you can help him out and get back your money.
And at that time, I think when you're married, at times there is a way, if it is too lovey-lovey, someone won't take you seriously.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So you've given out the money.
Mm.
I was writing down A, B, C, D.
Okay.
A debt, you know?
Okay. So you did have a list of, I have now given you
this.
1 million.
On this date. On this date.
I've given you this much money.
Yeah. You know, even for us, what we were doing,
mm-hmm.
it was just fundies need this much.
Okay.
The glasses account. So you're just accounting. Then at the long run, you'll come. this is the money you lose. Because, you know, with construction, you can't say, I need like 100,000. I need like 200,000. It will depend like...
the activity that
you
needed.
Just give an estimate.
Okay.
But now it came...
You're finished.
I'm finished. We finished. Some of the houses have been occupied by tenants, you know. But at this time, I was the one who was paying for the loan. Because the business was the one which was
which acted
like the security.
Okay.
And you know, you're
in business.
You're in business, you're married, all of you, you want to grow. So I went ahead and took the loan as security with my business.
Wait. So you took this loan for supporting your husband
and my business.
And your business.
Yes, yes.
So your business gets a certain amount.
Yes.
And then your husband's construction business got a certain amount.
Yes.
But then when it comes to paying the loan, the loan servicing was coming from your business.
Yes.
Meaning if he was to pay you back, it should come to the business.
To the business account. That's the thing.
So was money coming?
Money was not coming.
What do you mean?
Money was not coming.
At
I'm
all?
Telling you, at all, at all, at all. So money was not coming.
What was the discussion?
Let me breathe.
She needs a bit of a moment to exhale before she finds the right words.
Yeah, money was not coming in. Mm-hmm. And I kept hoping, I kept on paying until now a time came, we are divorced. I have to look now for a house. And you know, looking for a house, I have to pay the bill myself. The kids are there, they need school fees. It's like you're beginning life
from
afresh.
Zero. Yeah.
So eventually it was a burden. It was a burden to me. And all I needed is like support. This is the agreement you have, you know?
Pay the loan.
Pay.
Because
even if it's not,
you've
or just do something. We've done it before.
It wasn't your first
attempt. It wasn't
at
our
this
first
agreement.
Because as I said earlier, we had like personal goals, and then we had like
couple goals,
you know.
And you had done your part.
I
when
had
your
done
business
my part. Yeah.
When your business needed his support, you
I was
paid
there.
It back.
I was there.
So,
I paid it back.
So now you've not been paid back.
Yeah.
You've been paying through
your
business. And things didn't go right in your marriage.
Yes,
how
yes.
long had you been married?
I had been married for 12 years and we dated for 2 years.
Okay, so that's like 14 years together.
Yes, yes.
And in those 14 years, you honestly feel you should know someone.
You should know someone.
But did you feel like you knew this someone who's now not helping you pay a bill?
I feel like I was dwindled with love.
Ooh, you are them that love like me with all your heart.
Once I love me, all my signals of brain are focused on one
faculty. The faculties have left the building.
Completely.
So your love had blinded you, would you say?
Yeah. And then, you know, this is the father to your kids.
Yeah.
This is the man, like, has loved you and showed you, like, another side of love that you haven't experienced in your life.
Because 12 years ago, you were young when you got married.
Yeah, I was
you know?
Young.
And, so this
and
is
then
the person.
This is someone you trust.
Right.
You trust this person.
Yeah.
And even when people get married, you don't hope for the worst.
You hope for the best.
And
you know the best is coming.
You know the best is coming. And I'll tell you, divorce was the last thing that I would ever think of.
Wow.
Like, it was the last thing. I knew this will be the father of my kids. We will grow old with this man.
Yeah.
As in, that was my dream.
Yeah.
But life happens.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, tables are turned and you're like, how did I find myself here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now the tables turn.
Yeah.
And you agree you're going to get divorced.
Yeah.
And when you agree you're going to get divorced, of course, you should clear all pending things.
Yeah.
So how did that discussion go? Like, dude, there's this money.
Yeah.
And I need it because now my business can't support everything.
You know, at that time, I'll just be open. My divorce didn't end like, it wasn't something
amicable.
Nice.
Okay.
I had, we had our differences. We had our weaknesses.
Okay.
But, you know, it comes a point in life where you have to choose yourself, you know. And I was like, for these 14 years, I told God, you know what? I've done my best.
Yeah.
I've tried.
Mm.
I have prayed.
Mm.
I've done this and this and this.
Mm.
Even him, he knows I tried. Even the family knows I tried. So for the fact for me to decide, like, you know what?
I'm out.
I'm out. I'm a very patient person.
Mm.
But it reached a point I was like, you know what? It's either I save the marriage or either I lose myself. And I had to choose me because my mother asked me one question, which I really thought. She asked me, like, those kids you're trying to help, let's say, God forbid, something worse happens.
Mm.
We'll even be there to watch over them.
Mm.
You wouldn't.
You will not be alive to help them.
To help them.
Yeah.
So you have to think through it and come up with a solution.
For you to be there for them.
For you to be there. Mm. And even I remember when I left, like, my marriage, I didn't tell anyone, like, for a month.
Whoa.
I stayed with that, like, for a whole month.
Because even you are not sure what you've just done.
I was not sure. I just woke up the way things had happened through the night. What I won't go to details through that. But in the morning, I was just like, you know what? The minute I go to work, I knew from my heart.
I'm not coming back.
That was the last time.
So what about the kids?
At that moment, let me tell you, I wasn't thinking about anything. At that time, I was just thinking about Prima Ihachi. I wasn't thinking about anyone. I went to my office. I was crying over there.
Mm.
I didn't know where I'm starting from. I didn't know anything.
Yeah, you've known this life.
I'm telling
for
you.
12 years. 12 that's
years.
It.
Yeah. And you know, it's so bad when people take you for granted. Like they know they'll do some bad things on you. And they know at the end of the day, you'll go back. Because even the reason for me to stay 1 month without telling anyone, I didn't want anyone to make this decision or for it to be like
influenced.
Like this one is the one who told me. I needed this conversation to be between me and my God.
Mm.
But for that 1 month, my heart was crying.
Mm.
And I just hoped.
Mm.
Even my mom, like my mother-in-law, would just call me and ask me. Because they were there when all these things were happening.
Mm.
I just hoped for someone to call me and ask me, are you okay?
Please tell me. No one called?
No one called for a month.
No way.
A whole month.
No way.
I'm telling you, a whole month, I was alone.
Wait.
A whole month.
So the way you left, in-laws were around.
Yes.
They know that there was drama.
Yes.
They know you didn't come back.
Yeah.
Nobody called to ask, where are you? Are you okay?
No one asked me. Like, even just, I just wanted to, at that time, you
just
see, at
care.
That 1 month,
yeah.
If anyone came to me and asked me, like, or even called me, are you okay? I promise you, I would have gone back for their sake.
Mm.
Not even for the sake of the marriage.
Mm.
Because I had respect towards them.
Mm.
They loved me. I loved them.
Your in-laws, it was good.
It was good. We had a very good relationship.
Yeah.
And for sure, I would have gone back.
But nobody looked
for
me.
But nobody looked for me. And that's when.
It hit you.
It hit me. The only people who are calling me at that time, those are the people I was writing their name down. Down. And I was like, oh, wait. You think you have 100 people.
Mm.
Until that time you make that decision, you'll know you have 3 people.
Hey, that's a big lesson.
Yes.
That, you know, people always say, oh, wait until you have trouble, you'll know your people.
You
but
know,
this one was real.
It was real. It was real. For a whole month, you have seen the drama. You can't call. If this was your daughter, you can't call to ask that person, how are you doing?
And
how are you feeling?
Is everything okay? Can
Is
I come
everything
see you?
Okay?
Are you coming back?
Yeah. I didn't know even where I'll sleep. I didn't know what I'll eat. I was struggling. That time I was struggling.
And of course, the loan that you've taken has also taken your business down.
Yes.
How did it affect your business?
It affected my business because, you know, this is, at this time, when I was a bit sickly, let me take you back to 2024.
Yeah.
I was a bit sickly. I got admitted.
Mm.
But when I resumed work, you see already there is a gap there.
Yeah.
Because
and you are not just a business owner. You actually do the work.
I do the work myself
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
And when I came back, some of my employees, we were thinking like there was something fishy happening. And you know, we wanted to make like the table clean. So for us to know what was going on, we came up with contracts.
Mm.
We came up with contracts so that our employees we ask them, like,
are you in or are you out?
Are you in or out? So that we know. And we were giving, like, contracts which were very flexible in terms, like, even, like, we were asking, how long? Even if it's a month, even if it's after 3 months. But no one was willing to sign the contract.
So you were like,
And I was like, you wouldn't, if I'm giving you an option, like, even if you sign for a week or a month and you're not doing that.
There's a problem.
There is a problem, you know. And at that time, I was like, you know what? I don't want shock. So
if you're not signing, our ways,
go.
So you lost some stuff.
I lost some stuff.
Okay.
So you see, all this is happening
at the same
time. At the same time.
There's a loan on your back. There's losing of stuff.
Stuff.
And the marriage is on rocks.
Yes.
Oof. And you were unwell.
I was unwell. I was recovering. I was recuperating, actually.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So then this business now goes through some turmoil from internal and financial.
Yeah.
Did it look like your business was going to close? Did you have to be, did you have anything that was like, I'm giving up? How did you pull yourself up?
Actually, I think 2025, I went through a lot and I never realized it will get a point in my life. Like, if there is something I'm passionate in doing is my business. Mm-hmm. I never thought it will come to a point where I'll say, you know what? I'll give up in this business. But the people who encouraged me were my clients, because we are very, very, very close. And I kept on.
They're like, we need you to we do need you, we this need service. You.
And then I was like, you know what? Since this burden is too much, me, I'm that kind of a person. I like paying my debts.
Yeah.
I took myself to the bank.
Okay.
I explained all my issues. Mm-hmm. I had documents to prove what was happening, like letters from the doctors, everything. Mm. I provided for them. We even talked. And I was like, I need a restructure
of your loan.
But I think even my relationship at that, my relationship manager was not like
giving you a hard time.
Was not giving me a hard time, but was not someone you could depend on.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, he's a relationship manager.
He's supposed to.
So he's supposed to, you take all your problems, then you are assuming he's taking the feedback to the headquarters or something. But whoa.
He did not.
I think he didn't.
Or he thought these are just those problems, you know, of women.
Yeah. And I really, you know, when it gets to marriage, people say, where two people are in love, leave them, because you might end up finding yourself.
They say, where two people who share a bed.
Leave them.
You leave them.
Yeah.
So he kind of like wasn't picking up the battle with you.
Yes. So in October, I received a letter from the bank. Mm-hmm. Like a 7-day notice that they'll come to auction my business.
Whoa.
Yes. Yes. And I thought, like,
this is a dream.
This is a dream. And actually, I had gone through a lot. Even I don't think mentally I was thinking straight. I took the letter, I covered it like in a book, and
slid it away.
I slipped it somewhere. Because I was like, 7 days. What are you telling me? You guys didn't come to look for me. I'm the one who brought myself to the bank to explain what's happening, my situation. And this is not the first time. Like,
this is business.
This is business. I've done this for years. We've been helping each other, you know? Whoa.
Guy.
7 days later, I remember that day I was fully booked. You know, fully booked.
The one where I can call you and you tell me not today.
Not today. That was the day. That was the day I was like, you know what? Today I'm going to secure this much. You've even started budgeting.
From 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. you're working.
Yeah. And I remember I had a first customer. My first customer had just come to visit from abroad to visit Kenya. That was my first appointment. Mm-hmm. So we are there. I'm doing a hydrafacial, relax. You know how bubbly I am. Our convos here and there.
You're having a good day.
We are having a good day. Then someone comes knock at the door and they're like, you're needed. And I'm like, okay, give me 5 minutes. So I leave the steamer on so that the client is comfortable. I leave the steamer on and then I go to the office. Mm-hmm. And then two guys, like officers, are there and they're like, you know what, Prima? We are here to auction you. You know, I thought I was dreaming.
My God.
And I started crying. I was like, no, but I've been in the bank. I've explained my issue. Just we took security with my business. We were doing A, we were doing B, we were doing C. Please, give me some time. And they gave me a call. They were like, this is the only person who can help you. If she says we go ahead, we are going to go ahead. And I remember I talked my whole Swahili and
all English.
I know, I'm even almost talking my mother tongue to this person. Like, you need to come through for me. But whoa, I saw 15 strong black men. Hey.
Rocking up,
taking my things. You know, I'm a very strong, I don't put down on a fight.
Yeah.
I'm a fighter.
Yeah.
But for that day,
all the energy
my
left.
My energy was left. I think the only thing that carried me through was the prayer. I had really prayed for my business that morning.
Okay.
That is what gave me the strength. And for once, I took my bag and I went home.
You walked away and let them do what they're doing.
Away. Even I went to the room, told my client, I just started crying. She's there. Now she's from this team.
Helping you calm down. You know?
She's like, what's happening? I'm like, I can't explain. You just dress up. Just.
Because you can't continue.
I can't continue. There are people there. Very strong, tall men. Me, I've never experienced something like this in my life. It was very scary. And I took my bag, entered my car, and I drove home. But you know what the funny part is?
Mm.
When I get home, I didn't cry.
Mm.
I put praise music. That was something which...
Even now, you don't know how you did that.
I don't know for
but
sure.
But God. It is God.
Yeah.
So when this happens, your husband, you were still together?
Yeah. At that time, we were divorced.
You were divorced.
We were through the process.
And the reason this is happening is the money that you had helped him for his business, which is now thriving, because he's already getting tenants into this building.
Yeah.
So do you call him? What do you do?
So what happened? This money we took together, you know, I'm out, you know, I've begun life. It's usually like a hiccup, you know. At that time, I remember I texted him and I was like, if you would have just, I'm like, my business is being auctioned. The money you promised, like, if I help you with this, you're gonna like help me with this. You see, you never did anything. And he asked me, with who?
Wait.
I'll never forget.
You're moving
that.
Too fast.
I'll never forget.
Let's go back.
Yeah.
So you text him and you ask and you tell him, look, dude. Mm. You know that there's this amount.
Yes.
And now I'm being auctioned. If only you would pay.
Yeah. Like even something.
Just,
you know,
so that I don't get auctioned.
Yes.
Remember the money we took? Yes. He asked you with who?
With who. Yeah. And that's what I'll try to explain. Like, you know, when you're in love and when you're doing these things, when you don't take it seriously, even when you give your spouse or you help and he's like, I'll give back to you at this time or I'll help you pay this. They take it like a joke. Because him telling me that answer, like with who?
Means that...
That was sarcastic. That was sarcasm. With who? You don't have an idea. You don't have an idea. You know, I thought I was mad until I went to my notes. And then I checked and I have all the list, and then I did a screenshot and then I sent to him and I was like, oh,
do you remember this?
So this is with who? And I put a question mark.
Did he respond?
He didn't respond.
Did he ever pay
but
back?
He texted my mom to tell my mom, like, Prima is being auctioned, you know, like I put, like, I was done.
So he now texts your
mother?
He
texts my mom, and you know this thing, I didn't want my mom to know about it because she has problems with pressure. I support her. And then I didn't want her to know this thing. So he went ahead, texted my mom and was like, you know what, Prima is being auctioned and I want to help her. And she's not talking to me. And I thank God my mom was like, you know, there's some messages.
You're like, this is a lie.
This is a lie.
I know my child.
Yeah, I know my child. And like, my mom, I thank God because the grace of God made my mom just move on with...
It didn't bother her.
I think she didn't understand. She didn't understand for sure.
So she just ignored it.
She just ignored the message. Even this she's telling me much later when I'm telling her about the auction and about the...
Yeah.
Like how God has restored us. That is when she's coming up and she's telling me like, oh, that's why this message was sent to me. Yeah. And you know, it hurt. Let me tell you, I was broken. I was broken because the family are capable. They're capable
of helping.
Even if these are your
now
kids.
Now your in-laws.
Now my in-laws.
They're
these
capable.
Are your kids. They're capable.
Mm.
These are your kids going through divorce or this. But let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If they came as a family to say like, you know what? We will support you with this. Let's save this business. Even me as a person, I still feel like I have people who care. Who care and have my back.
Yeah, because there's children involved.
There's
now.
Children involved.
Wow. So how would you then describe mixing love and finances today, given what you went through?
Mixing love and finances, those are different things. When you're married, when you're in this marriage, you're in love, that's something separate. And finances is something, again, which we fail to understand, especially as women. I feel like women, we are emotional people and we are people filled with grace. So mixing the two is very easy for us.
Mm.
It's very easy for us. But even if someone wants to like mix, you have to come with like proper structures.
Mm.
Proper structures. And this bar, you have to set even when you are not married. When like your relationship is beginning, you need to make it clear.
The money conversation.
Yeah, you know, the money conversation in couples, we fear it a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, I don't know how he'll...
He'll take it.
He'll take it.
And then because
and later
you like
these
him...
Things, and because you like him, even it makes the matters worse. And these things are the things which come to affect us later on in life. Come up with structures. This is the business. Are we in partnership in this business? Is it a sole proprietor? Take it down.
Mm.
And have a lawyer. Have a lawyer who will help, even if it's a family lawyer, who will help both of you, like setting up these structures.
Mm.
Yeah.
So mixing love and finances is a mistake.
It's a mistake.
Be careful.
Be
in short.
Careful and let everyone know, like, the lane they are on.
So that's a lesson you've taken from that marriage.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you are speaking to a woman who is deeply in love now, whether she's married or about to get married, she's building her own business, your advice is protect your business.
Yeah.
Write down and say every single aspect of it.
Yes.
Don't go taking emotional loans
for someone. No.
But
especially,
so
like, if there is something I've feared in this life is debts.
Debts.
Take a debtors. Your own self, so that you know
you're responsible.
And in case you're taking it with someone, make sure the security is not something like have that option of weighing. Which, if the worst happened,
will I suffer more?
Or what will happen? Always think on those lines. You get me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
I just you know, of course, I'm thinking about people who are married and saying, but you know, what's yours is mine, what's mine is yours. We're doing this, we're now to become one. And you know, the Bible tells us to become one.
Yes.
But money also corrupts the soul. The same Bible tells
you
that it corrupts the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So do you believe that if you found somebody who's open around the money conversation with you today, should you start to date again? How soon would you bring up that conversation?
I think that is my first thing. Before even we go in love, my friend, let's talk about money.
Where do you stand?
Like, I'll have, and don't confuse.
Mm-hmm.
You've got me running my business.
Mm.
You got me, I have an apartment.
Mm.
You got me, I have a car. These are my things.
It's not like I can't survive.
It's not like I can't
survive. I have been surviving.
Mm. What are you bringing?
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
If it is your thing, let it be clear they're your items.
And then
for the couple goal, this is the project we are doing together.
Uh-huh.
We are building like a mansion together.
Yeah.
Let us like register it as something.
Yeah.
Let us have shares. I've removed like 80%. Let 80% be your shares. Let 20% be
so
the
not,
other partner's
not
shares.
This,
No.
In my name,
in
I don't
my
know
name,
in your name.
No.
Do it like a proper company.
It's a business.
So money should be a business in relationships, in your opinion.
Yes.
And it should not be mixed with how we are feeling.
No. Like the minute we are in our house at home, that is when we talk about all these things. Like, we want to go to Mombasa.
Yeah.
We want food. We want school fees. But once we step outside the doors of, like, our homes, we are back to business.
Yeah, that's not the same place.
Let's think as partners. Partners in business. Mm. Yes.
So this experience, I mean, you were auctioned, you lost your business, you have rebuilt, and congratulations, because
you
even got a better space.
Yes.
The environment is better, your staff now, you're settled and everything is working.
Mm.
So this experience for you going forward, who is the new Prima today?
The new Prima chooses herself. Mm. Like, the way I love myself right now, I kept on wondering what I was doing all the other times I lived on this earth.
Mm.
I love myself more.
Mm.
I save more.
Mm.
And then I've learned to separate my personal finances with my business. At times I can sit, I don't have even 1,000. And I'm like, it's because my personal
is suffering.
It's suffering.
I'm not touching the business
I'm not touching the business money, because the business is the business.
So women need to be woke about this money thing.
I'm telling you. Completely, 100%.
I really need to learn from you, because sometimes my personal and my business, they are just...
Yeah, like, and you know, like, even noting down, like, your... You just have, like... You see the way you create, like, a system.
Yeah.
Have a system even of your personal own personal things.
Mm.
Like, what you're supposed to do monthly, like, if it is rent, utilities,
bills,
everything.
And separate just have, them.
Separate. Don't mix. Because, you know, at times, the business can be doing so well. It has millions at the account. You forget this is the money that has to support the business.
Support the business. Because there will
employees.
Be other days where it's not working.
That's the thing. Like, pay the employees, buy products for the business. You know, you forget that. It's not your money. It's money for the business. And for sure, I've separated these things like...
The new Prima is
the
someone
new
else.
Prima, I'm telling you. And I take, even I choose, like, priorities.
Yeah.
You know, you might need something.
Mm.
I check what is the priority, like, I can do right now. Because even when I started my business, I didn't take a loan or anything. I started it off just
on your own.
On my own, just through planning and everything. But
and
I wasn't like I'm gonna come with a lavish thing. I said I'll start with this area. I'll go to the treat room.
Finish one section.
One section after the other, after the other, after the other.
Wow.
Slowly, but the progress is there and you can see it.
Oh,
yourself.
Now I can see it.
Yes.
I can see it. Wow.
Yes.
Prima,
yes.
You know, your story is one that is encouraging, especially for people who are in business. And the salon business is not easy. The
it's
salon
not,
and spa business is not easy.
Mm.
But thank you for sharing your story,
mm-hmm.
What you've learned around money and finances. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that this story will inspire other people, other women, especially the women who are entrepreneurs, to build and secure what's their hard-earned business goals, but also care for themselves.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Prima.
Thank you so much.
May the Lord continue to guide you.
Amen.
Guys, we are so privilege to get to hear different stories around money and love relationships. And maybe you're sitting there and thinking, I have a story I would love to share. If that's you, drop us an email, conversationswithkalache@gmail.com. Share about it and we will be in touch and see if we can also host you right here on an episode of Conversations with Kalache. Remember, we are on socials, Conversations with Kalache. You can also follow me at Kalache Mumo. We love your comments. We love that you're watching and subscribing. So please, please make sure that you communicate with us. And of course, this makeup, hairstyling, just by this amazing lady, Prima Elora Beauty Salon and Spa. Thank you so much. This
Thank
is
you.
Conversations with Kalache, where love finds a voice. Thank you for watching and listening.